You know, it reminds me of when bums will come to our church and want free money and handouts and things. And I always ask them, I say, well, where did you go to church last Sunday? What am I saying when I ask them that? I'm saying, well, go cry to the gods that you've been worshiping. You know, go cry to the God of the Philistines. Go cry to the God of the Ammonites. You know, they come to me and say, oh, man, I need money, blah, blah. And it's like, well, where'd you go to church last Sunday? Oh, well, you know. And I just say, well, look, wherever you went on Sunday, wherever it was, go ask them for help. I don't, whether it was a bar or a casino or a Burger King or the gas station, or maybe it was the Mormon church or the Catholic church, or wherever you went last Sunday, go ask them for help. That's what I tell people. That's your church. So they will help you. This is not your church. I don't know. I'm just like, I never knew you. Depart from me. You know? It'd be like if you went to Wells Fargo and you just want to withdraw money and your account is at Chase. Your account's at Chase, you're trying to withdraw money at Wells Fargo. It doesn't make any sense, does it? Now look, if someone in our church is in need, you know, then that's our problem, right? That's our responsibility. But here, what you've got is people just refusing to work. And the problem, and here's the thing, you say, well, what about helping people outside the church? Look, I would love to help people outside the church. But here's the problem with that is that we don't know their situation. And the thing is, the people who go here, we actually know them. We actually know their situation, and we can actually take the time to figure it out. As opposed to somebody who's literally just hopping from church to church, just saying, my name's Jimmy, I'll take all you give me. And they don't even have any legitimate need. They just refuse to go to work. Does everybody see the problem with that? I'm all, look, if there's someone legitimately in need that I knew for sure is legitimately in need outside the church, yeah, I would have no problem being charitable and helping that person. But when somebody just calls me up and says, could I speak to the pastor if he or she is available? You know, right away I know this person doesn't even know who they're calling. And I've literally had them call me before and just say, oh, can I speak with the pastor, please? And I just say, which church are you trying to reach right now? They don't even know the name of the church that they just dialed. And I'll ask him, like, well, what's the pastor's name that you want to talk to? What's his name? Because they're literally just calling down a list, and they get money from this guy, they're just trying to get money from as many different people. Go cry to the church that you went to last Sunday. Go cry to the God that you've been worshiping, right?